Hurry up.
Oh, it's on.
Hurry up,
it
we're
ended.
On.
Come it on. Ended. I didn't realize it ended.
Snap to it.
Okay. Okay. You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good so too. Good.
Yeah, so we have Lily. I can't hear you. Okay. Wait, I still can't really.
See, that's how I usually feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't hear myself.
Okay, that's better.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
We actually brought a guest on today, which never happens.
I know.
It hasn't happened in like a year.
It's so exciting. Welcome, Lily.
Thank you.
Lily, you need to talk right into that microphone.
Okay.
Got it. Don't take it personally. She's going to tell you a lot of times to talk into the microphone.
Years
I'm like so short, so this is like touching the table.
You can bring it. You can bend that thing wherever you want.
Awesome.
Hey, Lily, how's it going?
Good. Yep.
So introduce yourself a little.
My name's Lily, and I guess I live in the area. I'm 13, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Nice. Have you ever been on WGXC before?
I think I might have done like an intro to something, but not on the air.
Well, you know.
It's kind of fun.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, when you're not arguing with your parents, it's really fun.
Yeah, we really should have had you come on with your mom. And then like
that would be horrible.
And then Loretta and I would just sit back.
It's
and
more
watch.
Entertaining than you'd think for the audience. Anyway. Hmm.
Yeah. Loretta and I have turned the mother-daughter dynamic into radio gold. We've spun it into radio gold.
Yeah. We really don't argue as much anymore. We just talk about movies.
Yeah.
Mostly that's like.
No, we don't argue as much anymore. And
it's not as fun.
for a while, I was really concerned that we had become boring. But people assured me that it's not the case.
Yeah.
That they still like it.
We were kind of afraid that we weren't funny now that we didn't argue.
I remember the first time I heard you guys, I had no clue who you were, but me and my mom heard you in the car, and my mom was like, oh, it's just like us at home.
I'm glad we're getting through to people. We're relatable.
We're ringing a bell for people. We're familiar.
So, is there anything you guys would like to say? Because in terms of comic books, going back to the usual topic for this radio show...
That's kind of the big thing right now.
Yeah, that's my...
Okay, I got to tell you something really funny.
Okay.
Kenny, who wants to, like, hang out and talk about comic books with you.
Mom, I'm not sure this is something to be talking about on the radio.
He sent me a Facebook message with no words, just one picture of Captain Marvel. She's doing jazz hands, people.
I love Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel is my favorite Marvel comic book.
Clearly he knows that they announced the movie. Did they announce it today?
They announced it today at a meeting.
It's about time. You've been really outraged.
I've been really, really mad at Marvel. I'm still really mad at Marvel. They're still, DC's still doing better than Marvel.
With the movies.
Yeah, with the movies. Even though, like, none of my favorite characters are in the movies except Cyborg. Never mind.
Cyborg is
he's getting
in
his
Teen
own
Titans.
Movie.
Is he a teen? Is he a Titan teen?
Yeah, he's a Teen Titan. He's a Teen Titan, and he's getting a movie.
His own movie.
His own movie.
Okay, first of all, there's never even been a Teen Titans movie.
There's never been a Teen Titans movie. Why? Although there was a TV show.
There is a TV show.
Yeah. Well, right now the TV show isn't good. It's just kind of trash.
Love the TV show.
It's funny, but and it's not like
you love the TV show.
That's not
show.
True. I do watch it, and it's really embarrassing that I watch it, but I do. But I don't love the TV show.
You love the TV show.
That's not true. It's just not true. I like the Teen Titans TV show so much more. Do you know what I've been doing?
I thought that's
I think
what
I
we
have
were just
an episode
about.
Open. Look,
we were just talking about Teen Titans. Well, what did you think I meant?
The new one, the new show.
No, you like Teen Titans Go.
No, I don't. It's terrible.
You
I
love that show.
It's a guilty pleasure. It's embarrassing.
So just
look,
admit
I
that you love it.
No, I don't love it. It's not true. It's total. Look, I have Teen Titans open right now. I've literally been watching nothing but normal Teen Titans.
What's the normal? I don't even know about the normal Teen Titans.
Yes, you do. I watched it all the time as a kid. It was on Cartoon Network.
It's different than Teen Titans Go.
It's very different from Teen Titans Go. Teen Titans Go is terrible. It's just kind of funny to watch. It's like, I don't know. You don't watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 because the movies are good
cinema,
quality.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But that was a fun demonstration of our arguing. Capacity.
I was gonna say, didn't you just say you weren't gonna argue?
Well, we kind of get into arguments. They're just mostly.
They're in good spirit now.
We actually used to get into fights on the radio.
With the word that was once used about us was harrowing.
When did it end? When did that kind of stop?
I don't know. It was like.
We started going to family therapy about a year ago.
This is really too much information. You know when I think it was? Since we're just letting it all hang out. I think it was when you moved back in with me. You were living with Dad for a while, and then you moved back in with me, and all of a sudden we were like friends again.
Yeah, okay. This is really getting kind of uncomfortable.
Play that really good song that you were going to play.
Yeah.
Unless Lily's got something to add.
No, not really.
Lily's like, I gotta go now.
Mom. Okay. Here is 17 by Youth Lagoon. I should plug this in. I remembered to plug it in this time. I never do that. I always forget. Okay, wait.
Song is so good.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
17 by Youth Lagoon. You know, honestly, even when I do go on my phone or on the computer, on the radio, I make sure that they don't make noise during songs.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever turned your phone on vibrate at the beginning of a radio show.
I hate turning my phone on to vibrate because, you know what? Sorry. I never remember to take it off vibrate. Wow, and then well. I...
really sorry about that.
I have a wooden house, so if somebody's phone is on vibrate and it rings, you can feel it from, like, the floor downstairs. It's so oh strange.
God. Whoa.
It's like radioactive phones are everywhere.
Whoa.
That's actually super cool. I got in trouble because my phone has this feature. Where is it? Where if you say, okay, Google now, it turns on, which it didn't do naturally. Okay, Google now. See? And then it, like, does what I want to do. So, you know, it's voice activated. I can, like, text people. See, now it's...
Tell it to text me. It'll make my phone ding.
Heard that. It heard me. But, it sometimes
and
mishears
And then it went
people.
Off what I want. What happened when I...
thought I said, but it went off in science class. Sometimes it mishears people.
And you got in trouble?
No, my science teacher's nice.
Lucky.
Oh, today in science class, my phone always falls out of my pocket.
Oh, jeez.
So she likes me, so she gave me a dirty look, but then she was just like, I got scared, but she didn't say anything.
This was not anything I ever dealt with. This is not a problem I can relate to in any personal way.
Yeah, Mom, because you work in a place where you can...
Because there were no cell phones when I was going to school.
Yeah, but currently you work in a place where you can be on your phone when you want to be, generally.
Yeah, that's what I do at my job. Blah, 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 blah. Ding, 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 blah, blah, blah.
I'm not saying you do that. I am saying that you respond fairly quickly when I text you at your job.
Loretta, you're my kid, and I'm at my job, so if you text me or call me, I try to respond.
And it's just me. I'm the only person.
Yeah, well,
that
you know,
to.
If I'm not doing anything, but most people, if they call me at my job, I don't answer the phone.
Really? It's really. Actually kind of surprising and flattering. Thank you.
So, can we just talk for 1 minute about that song, which I love so much?
Yeah.
I made you play it like 4 times in the car yesterday.
I played it 2 times and you
Three.
Complained the first time I played it again and then you made me play it again.
Okay, so we were having a discussion.
It grew on you.
I didn't go, I liked it right away. What are you talking about?
You were kind of like, eh.
No. No. I liked it right away.
Maybe want to put that on vibrate,
well, I'm
just like a normal human being on the radio would do.
I'm going to put it on vibrate.
Thank you.
Phone is now on vibrate.
Wow. The thrilling saga.
Okay, so what's your favorite movie, Lily?
This took me a long time to decide, but recently I rewatched School of Rock and I just remembered how much I really like it. So that probably is my favorite.
That's a really excellent choice. Although I have to admit, I don't think I ever saw School of Rock.
You never saw School of Rock?
It's like a classic.
I know. It's really terrible. It's terrible that I never saw School of Rock.
Yeah, it is.
He's great, right? Jack Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in that movie, Jesus' Son, that I was trying to make you watch, Loretta.
I'm not going to watch that. No offense. I'm just not going to.
Well, okay. What's your favorite movie, Loretta?
Me?
Winter Soldier.
Probably Winter Soldier. I loved Under the Skin, that Scarlett Johansson
movie. That was a really
excellent
movie.
I really, really loved that. And Filth with James McAvoy. That was really good.
Wow. Some dark movies.
Yeah.
Pretty dark. When you were a kid, I think back to when you were in like third or fourth grade. What do you think?
Spirited Away.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah, that was really great movie. Or maybe Nausicaa. I loved Nausicaa.
Or Totoro. My Neighbor Totoro.
That's
I think
my
it was
favorite
Totoro.
By Hayao Miyazaki.
We can all agree.
I used to cry during his movies, though. When
yeah.
I
oh, my God.
Howl's Moving Castle was great.
That one was
Those
so
are the
intense.
Four really awesome ones.
Yeah.
So probably, like, if I have to think for, like, my whole life, my favorite movie is probably Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. It's probably the movie I've watched more than any other movie.
I feel like recently we saw a movie and you really loved it, but I can't remember what it was.
I mean, there aren't that many movies that I would just be like, oh, I mean, I love, like, Goodfellas. That's a great movie. I can watch that over and over again.
You really liked Pulp Fiction, right?
I loved Pulp Fiction, yeah. That was a great movie.
It's a really good one.
Yeah. So
you loved The Winter Soldier.
It was
you
awesome.
Totally did.
That was a great movie.
That was
for
really
like a big, you know,
movie.
New action-y movie.
For a Marvel movie. I'm kind of down on Marvel movies at the moment.
I know. It's so it's such a head snapper. It's like keeping up with you is really a challenge.
Yeah.
Your likes and dislikes. It's like I'm always trying.
Everything is taking too long. I'm going to be 20 by the time Victor Stone's movie comes out.
Who's Victor Stone?
Cyborg.
What's with Cyborg?
I love Cyborg. He's really great. I've been downloading a lot of old Teen Titans comics because Tim Drake is in them, who's like my favorite character. He's one of the six Robins. What?
I thought you liked Dick Grayson.
He's not. Yeah, but he's not my favorite.
Who's your favorite?
Tim Drake.
So
and my favorite character is Superboy. But you knew that.
I knew that. That I knew. Like, I can remember Superboy, but the problem...
Do you know what his name is? What's his name?
Con.
Con what?
I don't know.
Con-L.
Con-L?
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
It's easy to remember because it's just like Superman's real name.
Is it Connell?
Connell? No, it's Con-L.
His last name is L?
No, it's Con-L. It's not a last name. It's just like part of his name.
You just asked me what his last name was. Dude, if I knew his last name. And then you were like, it's L.
Well, I didn't know what else to call it, but it's not like a last name. Like your last name is Schomer. It's not like that.
All of the Marvel characters have these names that are kind of like generic. That's why I
Marvel
get them all
characters?
Confused. Yeah. It's
I'm
like,
talking about DC characters right now.
Oh, yeah. Their names are kind of generic, too.
Marvel characters?
DC, all of them. What kind of name is Con-L?
What kind of name is Kal-L? That's Superman's name.
His name is Clark Kent.
No, his name is Kal-L. That's his Kryptonian name.
People
and then his Earth name is Clark Kent.
So
and
what's Con's Earth name?
Connor Kent.
Connor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This helps. This helps.
But his name is Con. L.
Lily, are you into comic books?
I'm kind of getting into it. I've been meaning to go and actually get physical comic books because I'm really bad at reading things on like computer and phones. I just don't get into it as much, which is weird. But I haven't gotten one yet. Loretta downloaded a lot onto my computer, though.
I did?
Yes.
Loretta,
I didn't know I did that. Did I do it successfully?
Yes.
And it
worked.
Oh, my God. We figured it out. What did I download? Did I download Teen Titans?
Yep. All
yeah.
of them.
You're such a force
and I also
of nature, Loretta.
Forced her to read Deadpool Annual number 2.
How did you like it?
I really liked it. I didn't know what to expect, but I...
He's
Wade
a great
Wilson.
Character. Wade Wilson's an
I knew that
character.
One.
You knew that one because I'm obsessed with him.
And I know that there's somebody named Matt Murdock.
You got his name right this time.
I did.
Am I allowed to say what you called him
no.
last time?
No. You're not. Maybe you ought to play okay. another song because we're running out of time.
All
already.
Right. Do you know who he is?
Who is?
Matt Murdock. Ben Affleck.
That Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Yes.
Good.
Bad dreams ricochet, walking, talking endlessly, dancing on my tongue. scream, avalanche, avalanche, talking, talking in my sleep, dancing, dancing on my tongue. Bad dreams, ricochet, ricochet, walking, talking in the sleep, dancing, dancing on my tongue. Paris scream, avalanche, avalanche, talking, talking in my sleep, dancing, dancing on my tongue. Where the road meets wild, and concrete meets the river, young and wild, shake and shiver, and your eyes talk to the ground. Tired, fall to the ground from the voice you speak in, bored when you're not sleeping, tired and awake. Bad dreams, ricochet, ricochet, walking, talking in the sleep, dancing, dancing on my tongue. Paris scream, avalanche, avalanche, talking, talking in my sleep, dancing, dancing on my tongue. Cold whiskey. And then she tells me she's in love with me in a room of light. Would you pick me from the field of life?
Okay, that was. I was talking. I was giving Lily a history about Superboy. he's actually going to be my Halloween costume this year. I'm going as Superboy.
What are you going to do to your hair to be Superboy?
Nothing.
You need like a wig, like
I'm not going to wear a wig.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not going to wear a wig. I'm not going to do it.
Do you need to bring anything with you to this Halloween thing you're doing?
How about we talk about this when we're not on the radio?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That was When Saints Go Machine by Parix. If anyone actually wanted to know that.
I wanted to know.
What?
Hey, Loretta, what's that genre called when they take like old-timey songs and put like...
Electro swing.
Electro swing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Play some electro swing.
I don't wanna.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. What do you want to do?
I actually had another song queued. Oh, right, that acoustic of Take Me to Church.
Oh, well, how long is that? Because maybe you should play it when we're ready to sort of sign off.
It's about 4 minutes.
What time is it now?
56.
Is it?
It's 56.
So maybe we should sign off.
I think we should play it. Maybe we can talk for a minute longer.
Wait, is it? How do you pronounce his name? Hozier? Hozier?
I actually have no idea. I think it's Hozier. Yeah. H-O-Z-I-E-R. Would that be Hozier?
I have no idea. Hozier.
Hozier. Is that really how you'd pronounce it? Or were you just kidding?
I've got no idea.
exposure. All right, here's
Hozier.
Here's the live acoustic Hozier. Of Take Me to Church by Hozier.
Hozier. Hozier.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog.
Shopping, you know.